everyone, to the Above Ground Underground podcast, our episode number 35. I'm Dr. Stephen Clark Bradley, your host, and I'm very glad that you decided to join us today, and I know you won't be disappointed. Every week, this broadcast is brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com. At eternalaffairsmedia.com, we see it as our lifelong goal and our one purpose right now in the midst of all the attacks against our free and constitutional republic, to make sure that you have everything that you need to be able to know how to fight so that you won't be afraid to fight Marxism that has been waged against our Constitution, that is being waged against you and me personally, because they hate us and they hate freedom and they love control. These are Marxists, and eternalaffairsmedia.com is doing everything that we can to make sure that you have everything you need to be equipped and ready to fight, to stand up for America. So I hope that you'll go to our website at eternalaffairsmedia.com and that you'll take a look at what we have there for you to make sure that you know everything that you need to have and need to know to keep America free. Thank you so much for being faithful to learn and being faithful to your nation. And I pray that you're faithful to the living God. We want to be faithful to him. So today we're just going to, right now, we're going to go to him in prayer and ask him to bless our podcast. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you came down here to die for us, to save us. And you've made it possible for everyone to come to you and to believe and to obey your word and to do our best to accomplish your will in our lives. I pray that as we seek to learn the things that are going on in our nation, that you will help us to have everything we need, to know everything we need to know, and to do everything we need to do to save America and bring America back to you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for sending your son, and thank you for being with us today, and I pray that you'll bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today I want to talk to you about something very important. And it's a topic that we haven't heard much about in the media. And it's called the Great Reset. The Great Reset is a Marxist blueprint for tyranny and for completely resetting the world in a way that goes against freedom, liberty in every way, and seeks to put all of us in bondage to a bloated, burgeoning, fat, ugly, and unconstitutional government. We must stop it. So today we want to talk about this because it's something that is being hidden out there, something that we don't know much about, but I know a lot about it because I've been researching it and I prepared this for you because I want you to know too. For those out there who are wondering what will come after COVID-19, after this plandemic, this scamdemic that is before us, and President Biden, if you want to read my text messages, my emails, my everything, I'll give you some real meat for you right now. The plandemic was a plandemic exactly. It was a scamdemic. You're using this to control us, to lock us in our homes, to keep us from being free, and to cause us to be afraid. We are not afraid of you. We are not. In fact, it is you, or Mr. Biden. I won't call you president because you'll never be my president. It is you who is afraid of us, because you know the truth will set us free and the truth will convict you and Kamala. We don't want you there. You did not win. You lost. So go ahead and read my text messages and we're going to take you to court and we're going to kick your butt. That's what we say about it. But for those of you who wonder what will come after COVID-19, after this pandemic or plandemic or scamdemic, as I call it, what will happen, which successfully all but shut down the entire world economy, spreading the worst depression since the 1930s, the leaders of the premier globalization organization, the leaders of that organization, the Davos World Economic Forum, have just unveiled the outlines of what we can expect next. So get ready, buckle up, and get ready for the truth to slap you across the face. These people have decided to use this crisis as an opportunity. You know, like Rahm Emanuel said, never let a crisis go to waste. A good crisis should never go to waste. On June the 3rd, 2020, via their website, the Davos World Economic Forum, or the WEF as they call it, unveiled the outlines of their January 2021 forum agenda. They call it the Great Reset. It demands taking advantage of the overwhelming impact of the coronavirus to advance a very specific political and tyrannical agenda. That's exactly what they are going to do and what they are planning to do now. Notably, the agenda merges perfectly with another specific agenda, namely the 2015 UN Agenda 2030. Now, there was a UN Agenda 2021, which is right now they're trying to bring that into fruition. But in 2030 is supposed to be the hallmark moment when everything merges together. There's no more freedom. There's no more sovereignty of nations. There's no more. And they will expect you to own nothing and still be happy. Can you believe that? This massively dangerous and frightening thing about the Great Reset is not that the world leaders' big business forum is talking about their need of this now. It is that now they're seeking to actually implement it. They've been talking about it for decades, but they never had a crisis they couldn't exploit. Just like the plandemic, the scamdemic, COVID-19. This truly cataclysmic and disastrous fact is that they are not only talking about it now, now they fully intend to implement it. And the U.S. government, led by the socialist Marxist Biden administration, is completely in support of this tyrannical plan to end America as we know it. Their goal is to keep the name America, the United States of America, but to take away all of our freedom and make us the United Socialist States of America, or should I say, the untied socialist states of America. Sovereignty will be over as we have known it, as a nation, as an independent power in the world. It will be gone forever if this passes. The Davos World Economic Forum has pushed a great reset in this organization, this evil thing, the World Economic Forum, since the 1990s. It is only now embracing the Great Reset, which includes the fake global warming agenda, the Green New Deal agenda, what they call sustainable development. They are now planning to turn this Luciferian plan into a blueprint for a one world government. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ out there right now, it's actually, you know, it should also make you feel good in a way, because Jesus is coming very soon. This is all so apocalyptic, as we read in the book of Revelation. These Marxist devils are counting on this being the moment when they can make it a new global or new world order. And with the force of some heretofore never existing unconstitutional laws that none of the American people ever ratified, none of the American people ever gave their approval for. Do you think Joe Biden cares about that? He does not. He does not. He does not care about you. This is horribly huge and will change the world into something evil, scheming, overarching, and totalitarian, and into the most unsustainable life the world has ever known. In their effort for sustainable development, as they call it, they are making life unsustainable for those of us who love freedom. On June 3rd, 2020, the WEF chairman Klaus Schwab, a devil himself, released a video announcing the annual theme for the 2021 would be Great Reset. He said that now this year, what we are going to talk about in Davos will be the Great Reset to change the world into a one world system. In fact, what the World Economic Forum and partners are aggressively seeking to implement is nothing less than global tyranny, the global agenda for tyranny, and for the total restructuring of the world economy along very specific lines, namely socialism, Marxist lines. These are all Marxist, seeking to turn us into a Marxist world using non-Marxist verbiage. We know what they're doing. It's just like the devil when he tempted Eve. He used words to try to confuse people. We're not confused. We understand exactly what is going on, and we are going to fight against it. Not surprisingly, it is all linked together with what has been advocated by the Intergovernmental Panel for Climate Change, or the IPCC, which includes Al Gore, AOC, Bernie Sanders, the Democrat Socialists as a whole, throughout Congress, and a large cast of devils across the globe. Increasingly, the World Economic Forum and their partners, their spokespeople, have framed their great reset of the world into something that they want to make positive, when in fact, it is something that they are going to use to take away your freedom and mine, and we must stop them. They have used the plandemic, or the scamdemic, and the planned and despotic collapse of the world industrial economy as a reason for the need of this evil system, the Great Reset. The World Economics Forums and their demonic partners' website states, quote, "There are many reasons to pursue a Great Reset, but the most urgent is COVID-19. See there? They're using it to its fullest. They're using it as a means to destroy freedom. And we all knew the only thing they proved by the shutdown, by the lockdown, by the ending our economy as they did, was that we are truly in America a submissive people. And we must stop submitting. We must begin to fight. We must stand up, or it's all over." Remember those words by Rahm Emanuel: never let a crisis go to waste. That's what he said. And announcing the 2021 theme, World Economic Forum partners and the founder, Klaus Schwab, said, as he cleverly shifted the agenda, "We only have one planet. And we know that the climate change disaster that we have right now could be the next global disaster facing us, with even more dramatic consequences for humankind." He's a liar. Don't believe it. The Green New Deal is a lie. Global warming is a lie. It's all a lie. And the pandemic is a lie too. Did you hear that, Joe Biden? Come and read my mail, okay? I don't want you to be bored. That's called the American people. The implication made by the World Economic Forum and their partners and their founder, Klaus Schwab, is that the underlying reason for the coronavirus pandemic or plandemic catastrophe was climate change. How that fits together, I have no idea. I don't really know, but they think we're stupid. Let's prove them wrong. I know we're not. To underscore their green, quote, sustainable, unquote, agenda, the World Economic Forum and their partners has even gained the complete support of the would-be King of England, Prince Charles, who made an appearance to declare his total support in making the world into a one-world system of tyranny. We can't trust anybody anymore, my friends. We can only trust ourselves, America first. And soon, it might be America only. We need to stand up. The Prince of Wales, Charles, referred to the global COVID-19 catastrophe and said, quote, "If there is one critical lesson to learn from this crisis, it is that we need to put nature at the heart of how we operate. We simply can't waste more time." Together with the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum, said that Prince Charles is with him, and the Secretary General of the United Nations is with him. Antonio Guterres has stated that he supports the Great Reset. All of them have stood up together to form a full court press to bring the liberty-destroying Great Reset into every nation on the face of the globe, whether we like it or not. Remember, my friends, not a one of these people has ever been elected to anything by the people. Not one. And not a one of them has ever asked the American people what we think. Are we going to stand up to this? And we must. The Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, stated, "We must build more equal, inclusive, and sustainable economies and societies that are more resilient in the face of pandemics, climate change, and many other global changes we face." Why do we have to face all these global changes? These are forced, created, manufactured crises that they have given us because they want to take us over and they want to end our freedom. America's the only country standing in the way. And sorrowfully and woefully, Joe Biden will no longer stop it. Only Donald J. Trump and his administration took us out of all these ridiculous, hateful, lying organizations and put us on a path to America first, to stand up for our people. Rather, the rest of the world wants to be in tyranny, wants to be locked up and handcuffed, whatever they want. We should not stand for it. And we have the power, the authority, and the legal means to fight it and to stand against it. Even if we're the only one, we must do so. We cannot let them have our nation, have our people, have our culture, and have our way of life and change it forever. We cannot do that. We must stop it. One other economic forum resetters, as they call them, included Ma Jun, the chairman of the Green Finance Committee at the China Society for Finance and Banking, and a member of the Monetary Policy Committee of the People's Republic of China. This is all to benefit China. I would say these people are more Maoist than they are Marxist, than they are Leninist. They love China more than they love America. American progressives love China more than they love America. American progressives love China more than they love the American people. And we must stop it. We must stop it. Another one is Bernard Looney. Yeah, he's a Looney Tune, all right. The CEO of British Petroleum. Ajay Banga, CEO of MasterCard. And Bradford Smith, president of Microsoft. What a cast of clowns. Dangerous clown, just like we saw in the movie It. You know, try to make us come and play and then eat us alive. That's what they're doing. That's what they want to do. We can't let it happen. They said, be sure, the Great Reset is no spur-of-the-moment idea of Klaus Schwab and his friends. The World Economic Forum website states, quote, COVID-19 lockdowns may be gradually easing, but anxiety about the world's social and economic prospects is only intensifying. And we could be facing the worst depression since the 1930s. But while this outcome is likely, it is not unavoidable. The World Economic Forum sponsors have big plans. The world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our society. This is what they said. This is a quote. Let me read it again. The world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies, from education to social contracts and working conditions. Every country, from the United States to China, must participate, and every industry, from oil and gas to technology, must be transformed. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism. Now, in that, if we want to really get the gist of what he's saying capitalism must be ended forever and we must become socialist countries. This is cataclysmic stuff, my friends, and it will bring about radical changes in all of our lives, and it will end freedom for your children and your grandchildren if we let this happen. America, we must fight back. We have to fight back. It will bring about radical change in every area of our lives. Quote, Klaus Schwab said himself, when he revealed the coming agenda, he wrote this, and this is very eye-opening. Listen to these words. They're very important. He said, one silver lining of the pandemic is that it has shown how quickly we can make radical changes to our lifestyles. Almost instantly, the crisis forced businesses and individuals to abandon practices long claimed to be essential, from frequent air travel to working in an office. You know what he's saying? Just what I said earlier. The only thing they proved is that we are a submissive people and willing to be controlled and destroyed. That's scary, very scary stuff. If you can accept this, if you can accept this and you can go along with this, then you are a traitor to America. If you're a patriot, you believe in the Second Amendment, you believe in freedom of speech, you believe the U.S. Constitution, then you must stand up and fight back. And I know you will, because I know there are so many patriots out there. These are supposed to be silver linings for the pandemic, the plandemic, the scamdemic, COVID-19. But in fact, it is national suicide. They're asking us to end our nation as we have always known it. George Washington, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Alexander Hamilton, Thomas Jefferson, they must all be turning over in their graves like, what did we do? What did we fight for? Why did so many die to turn it back over to a system of socialism that will destroy us forever? It's a very frightening prospect. It's scary. At least if you're not scared, there's something wrong with you. You should be afraid if you love your country. Klaus Schwab also suggested that those radical changes be extended. He said, quote, the Great Reset agenda would have three main components. First would be to steer the market towards fairer outcomes. You know what that means? Government control. That's what it means. They'll decide what's fair and what is not. And then, to this end, governments should improve coordination and create the conditions for a stakeholder economy. You know what that means? All right, those who put the money in, that's your money. But your profits shouldn't all be for you. It should be those who work in those industries. Yeah, they're stakeholders. They're not stakeholders. If they were stakeholders, they'd buy bonds themselves. I don't have bonds. I've never invested. Not in that. I'm not a stakeholder. If I had bonds, I would be. But they want to control who gets the money. This is called the redistribution of wealth throughout the whole earth. How do you feel about it right now? Does it scare you? If it doesn't, something's wrong with you. I'm sure it does. It would include changes to wealth taxes, the withdrawal of fossil fuel subsidies, and new rules for governing intellectual property, trade, and competition. It means they will choose. They will pick the winners and the losers. That's what they want to do. That's what dictators, socialist governments, Marxist governments do. The only winners are those in the government that are in collusion with Satan himself. Think about it. This spells total control and dictatorial rule. The second element of the Great Reset agenda would ensure that, quote, from Klaus Schwab himself, the founder of the World Economic Forum, he states, quote, investments advance shared goals such as equality and sustainability. Advance shared goals such as equality and sustainability, which means we're going to take the money that you make and we're going to make sure that those who didn't get any get some of it, that we can have shared economies, that we can redistribute all the wealth throughout the world and make sure that we know who wins and we choose who loses. That's what they want. Here, the WEF head states that the recent huge economic stimuluses from our budgets from the EU, the USA, and China, and elsewhere would be used to create a new economy, a fascist, socialist, Marxist, communist economy. That's what they want to do with the money that you make. Why work if they're going to take your money and give it to those who don't and give it to a government that hates you? That's what the Great Reset is all about. Quote, he said also, it will make us more resilient, equitable, and sustainable in the long run. This means, for example, building green urban infrastructures. See, the infrastructure bill is the infrastructure of socialism. It's to give those tyrants, those Marxists, the money they need to put it all in place to control us forever. He also wrote, this means, for example, building green urban infrastructures and creating incentives for industries to improve their track record on environmental, social, and governance metrics. Let me read those three again. Environmental, social, and governance metrics, which means we're going to control your environment. We're going to decide how much money we need to spend to fix it, take the people's money, tax you more, and take it all and spend it as we please. Then he said, social. We're going to decide who the winners and losers are. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all of these evil organizations that are self-declared Marxists. They're going to take our money and give it to them that they can make everything more equitable. What does that mean, equitable? It's just a terrible thing. And the last one he said was governance. Governance means we're going to decide who rules over whom. They're going to take over our country. United Nations will be installed in the United States, and Biden will support them 100%. This is what the Great Reset is all about. It's about resetting our world into a socialist government, one world government, and we have to stop it. Finally, the third leg of the Great Reset will be the implementation, one of Klaus Schwab's pet projects that he calls the Fourth Industrial Revolution. The third and final priority of a Great Reset agenda is to harness the innovations of the Fourth Industrial Revolution, Klaus Schwab said, to support the public good, especially by addressing health and social challenges. So they will decide if you live or die. Believe me, when the government controls all healthcare, when you get too expensive and your health is too bad and they're spending too much money to keep you alive, it's time for you to get out of here and die. That's what they mean. And they'll do it. The Fourth Industrial Revolution means they're going to decide what will be made. They're going to decide how it will be used, and they will decide who can have it and who cannot. During the COVID-19 crisis, companies, universities, and others joined forces to develop diagnostics, therapeutics, and possible vaccines, Klaus Schwab said, and to establish testing centers, create mechanisms for tracing infections, knowing where you are at all times. What do you think about that? Scary stuff. So he said, tracing infections and to deliver telemedicine. Imagine what could be possible, Klaus Schwab said, if similar concerted efforts were made in every sector. The Fourth Industrial Revolution includes gene editing, biotech, 5G telecommunications, artificial intelligence, and the like. UN Agenda 2030 and the Great Reset both push the same thing of biotech. What does that mean, biotech? Right now, China and France and many other countries are actually carrying on what they call the Great Reset to produce the super human soldier. They are going to seek to implement, basically to make cyborgs out of people so that they can have a soldier that can fight longer and die later and kill more people because they will no longer be human. They're seeking. This is what the Fourth Industrial Revolution is all about. It's all about using technology to merge technology with the DNA of humans so that we can have an army that is of superhuman strength. This is what's going on today. If we compare the details of the 2015 UN Agenda 2030 with the World Economic Forum Great Reset, we find that both fit together very perfectly. The theme of Agenda 2030 is a sustainable world, which is defined as one with income equality, gender equality, vaccines for all under the World Health Organization, which lied to us repeatedly, and the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovation, CEPI, which was launched in 2017 by the World Economic Forum, along with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And we know what they're all about. They're about letting people die and population decreasing around the world. Their goal is to eventually have 500 million people in the world. We almost have 8 billion now. That's going to take a lot of death. Believe me, they're fabricating ways to bring those deaths about. In 2015, the UN issued a document transforming our world. It said the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. That's what they want. And the Great Reset is all about that. The Obama administration never submitted it to the Senate for ratification, knowing it would fail. Yet it is being advanced globally. And now with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democrat socialist tyrants, it will be passed. It will not be stopped unless we stop it in 2022. It includes 17 sustainable development goals, extending an earlier Agenda 2021. The 17 goals include the end of poverty and hunger in all their forms and dimensions. Sounds so beautiful and so devilish at the same time. To protect our planet from degradation, including through sustainable consumption and production. In other words, decide what can be made, what cannot be made, and us, the people, the American people, having no way to stop it. Sustainably managing the natural resources and taking urgent action on climate change. No more cars, no more planes, no more travel. We're going to be expected to own nothing, do nothing, and be happy about it. That's what they want from us. It calls for sustainable economic growth, sustainable agriculture. They're going to control every facet of the economy. Sustainable cities, sustainable industrialization. The word sustainable is the key word. If we dig deeper, it is clear. It is a code word for the reorganization of world wealth via means such as punitive carbon taxes that will dramatically reduce air and vehicle travel. And they'll decide what kind of car you have. Can you believe this? Unbelievable. The less developed world will not rise to the developed, rather the other way. The advanced civilizations will be expected to lower their living standards to become equal with those who are poor. So it's not about raising people up to a higher standard. It's about lowering America and other developed nations down to the standard so we can all be equal. Equal poverty. That's what the Great Reset is all about. In other words, equal poverty for all. Let's talk about Maurice Strong. Maurice Strong is a Canadian, but he has had great influence in the green lie that is about to overtake our world. It's a lie. It is a total lie. God would never let the world fall apart like that. He made it. He controls it. But they think they're God, and they want to tell us how to live. To understand the doublespeak use of sustainability, we need to go back to Maurice Strong. Maurice Strong is a billionaire Canadian oil man and close friend of David Rockefeller, who is a devil himself. The man who played the central role back in the 1970s for the idea of that man-made CO2 emissions were making the world unsustainable. In other words, farting is destroying our environment. Don't fart anymore, just explode. That's what they mean. CO2 is a natural thing, but that's what they mean. Strong created the UN Environment Program, and in 1988, the UN Intergovernmental Panel for Climate Change, IPCC, to exclusively study man-made CO2. I think he should study it. He should exclusively study man-made farts. That's what they're talking about, flagellants. Can you believe that? And people believe it, and they have a great following. In 1992, Strong stated, quote, "Isn't the only hope for the planet that the industrial civilizations collapse?" See there? They want us to collapse. He continued, "Isn't it our responsibility to bring that collapse about?" That's what the Great Reset is all about, causing nations like America to fundamentally and completely collapse. And that's what's heading our way. At the Earth Summit, at the Rio Earth Summit, Strong, that same year, stated, "Current lifestyles and consumption patterns of the affluent middle class involving high meat intake, use of fossil fuels, appliances and air conditioning, and suburban housing are not sustainable." So, in other words, get rid of your cars. No more gasoline. You don't need air conditioning. You can just roast in your house. They don't care how young or old you are. And you don't need a house for every family. We can have houses like the Soviet Union had, where three or four or five families live in one house. That's what they're bringing us to. And if you support the Green New Deal, that's what you're calling for. It's time to end this madness. We have to end it. We have to end the madness. The decision to demonize CO2, one of the most essential compounds to sustain all life, human and plant, is not random. It is a plot to destroy life as we have known it. As Professor Richard Lindzen, an MIT atmospheric physicist, put it this way, Professor Richard Lindzen said, quote, "CO2 for different people has different attractions. After all, what is it? It is not a pollutant. It is a product of every living creature's breathing. It is a product of all plant respiration. It is essential for plant life and photosynthesis. It is a product of all industrial burning. It is a product of driving. If you ever wanted to leverage point to control everything from exhalation to driving, this would be a dream, unquote. Scary stuff. As I said earlier, if you're not afraid, you are totally abnormal and you are totally against your country. If you love America, you must fight against this. You must. So it has a kind of fundamental attractiveness to bureaucratic mentality. They know they have something with CO2 that could control everything that we do, everything that we eat, everywhere we go, and doesn't matter. They want to control it all. Curiously, on October 18, 2019, just before the outbreak of COVID-19, there was a well-timed fake New York pandemic exercise called Event 201. Event 201 was co-sponsored by the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Their name comes up a lot. He's dying to make sure billions of people die. That's his goal for life. Wow, what a great man. Yeah, right. It was based on the idea that it is only a matter of time before one of these epidemics becomes global. It sounds like a plandemic, or as my brother says, a scamdemic. That's exactly what it is. A plandemic with potentially calamitous, disastrous, life-ending costs. A severe planned pandemic, which becomes like Event 201, would require reliable cooperation among several industries, national governments, and key international institutions. It's exactly what took place with COVID-19. This scam, this pandemic, was used and is being used to bring us all underfoot, to control us all, to make us all stand up and say, we don't love America, we love control. I know you don't. I don't. But they want to scare us. Make them afraid. We are not afraid of them. We need to stand up. The Event 201 scenario practiced dealing with an outbreak of a novel coronavirus transmitted from bats to pigs to people that eventually became efficiently transmittable from person to person, leading to a severe pandemic. My goodness. They knew exactly what was coming, because they had it planned. I'm sure somehow China was told to do this. It was allowed to do this. And it was a plan to control the world and bring it under tow and to destroy us all. This is absolutely, absolutely a scam that was brought about us. And Joe Biden, if you want to watch my podcast and you want to hear what I have to say, have at it, because we're going to take you out of office in 2024. And we're going to take all the Democrats out of office in 2022. And my fellow Americans, if we do not, it's over. There will be nothing left. And I'm not quite sure America's got the stomach for it. We're not the America we used to be. This is exactly what started only a month later after this event 201. 1 month later, it's exactly what took place. Now, is that coincidence? That's too coincidental to be a coincidence. It's a plandemic. It's a scamdemic. And that's what we're still dealing with today. The pathogen and the disease it caused are modeled largely on SARS. In that fake event that they did, they modeled it after SARS. And COVID-19 was absolutely modeled in a laboratory in China after SARS. So they knew exactly what was coming, and they didn't let it stop. They wanted to make sure that it would work before they allowed Pandora out of her box. That's where we are today. So the Event 201 scenario was a planned precursor to the planned and scammed COVID-19 plan outbreak. It absolutely was a plan. Now, Joe Biden can call this disinformation if he wants, but I'm not afraid, because the truth will set us free, and the truth will convict him. The truth will convict all Democrats, socialists in America, and all socialists and Marxists and Maoists throughout the world. The event practice run started according to the scenario. It started to spread efficiently from person to person in low income, densely packed neighborhoods. So some of them in mega cities in South America, and they were all planned exactly the way it really happened. That's not a coincidence. You have to understand, my friends, this was a trial run. This was a way of making sure that their evil plot would actually be hatched and that it would actually produce what they wanted. Total fear, total destruction, total poverty, unbelievable. And now we've spent trillions and trillions of dollars that we don't have, and that can only lead to a further degradation of our nation. That's where we are right now. Although, at first, some countries in this plot are able to control it, but it continued to spread according to this practice run. It continued to spread and be reintroduced, and eventually no country could maintain control. What do they mean by reintroduced? They plotted it. That's what's happening right now with the Delta variant. It's being reintroduced. Every time we get a handle on it, and every time we stop wearing a mask, and every time we regain some freedom, they reintroduce it again so that they're trying to control us. And unfortunately, at least 40% of America believes them. What a disaster for our country. Such a disaster. So the event 201 or 201 scenario was that since the whole human population was susceptible during the initial months of the pandemic, the cumulative number of cases increased exponentially, doubling every week. And according to the event 201 practice run, cases and death accumulated, and the economic and societal consequences became so severe that they had to stop the whole economy. 1 month later, it's exactly what they did. So if you're gullible enough to believe that, I feel sorry for your future. But I'm not. I don't believe it. Joe Biden, it's a scam. Joe Biden, you're a liar. Joe Biden, you're a devil. And we're going to make sure that you don't return to office. We're going to make sure of it. It's time to stand up, my fellow Americans. It's time to fight back. Can you see that this is exactly what happened? And it is covered up by China. It is covered up by Biden. It is covered up by the U.S. government. And the plandemic or scamdemic started in China, and the declaration of the World Economic Forum to make the Great Reset is a concealed attempt to implement Agenda 2030 for sustainable development, which is a dystopian model to destroy us, a global Green New Deal, a global Green New Disaster. And only we in America can stop it. Only we can. In the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic measures, the World Economic Forum's close ties with the Gates Foundation Project and with the World Health Organization and with the UN suggests we may soon face a far more sinister world as the result of the COVID pandemic. And as that pandemic fades, it's going to get worse and worse because they want to keep their evil control over all of us. The Great Reset is an initiative of the World Economic Forum to form a conspiracy against the American people, against all people, but especially America. And this is not a conspiracy theory. We have to find new conspiracies because the old ones are all coming true. So we have to think about that. Klaus Schwab envisions a Great Reset as an opportunity to make the world better and more resilient, but we know that's a liar. It was an absolute lie. What this truly is they want us all to practice the boiling frog social change syndrome. You know how to boil a frog. We talked about that before on our podcast. You put it in warm water. It's bathing in sunshine. It's all, this is wonderful until its legs are cooking, then its whole body, and then it's dead. And that's what they want for us too. Another thing is you noticed when Joe Biden was running for president, one of his main themes was he always had the word build back better. I always noticed, you know, Prime Minister Johnson and Boris Johnson in Britain, his theme was build back better. And the whole theme, the whole logo of the World Economic Forum Great Reset is also build back better. See there, America's right in the thick of it with the Biden administration. Build back better means destroy America and rebuild it into something it was never envisioned to be and something the American people never approved of or ratified. And we have to stop it. This is going to destroy us in every way possible. So how did what's essentially a policy paper by a German economist become so worrisome in some quarters of America? Here are three reasons for the concern that we have and for the worry and for our determination to stop this evil madness that's attacking our country today. The global agenda. What's now known as the World Economic Forum began in 1971 as an European nonprofit that invited business leaders to an annual conference every January. Then it was called the European Management Forum. According to its website, their devilish early meetings focused on how European leaders could emulate business practices in the US. The group later expanded to include business and political leaders around the world and changed its name to the World Economic Forum in 1987. Its annual meeting, held in Davos, Switzerland, is commonly known as Davos. The US now has a significant presence in Davos in that meeting. The emphasis on global cooperation and reshaping capitalism should worry all Americans, especially those Americans who believe in America first. If we're patriotic Americans, we must put America first. All America first patriotic Americans should reject and distrust Klaus Schwab's call for globally shared goals for private enterprise and call it for what it is. Tyranny, dictatorial rule, totalitarianism, and Marxism. It's exactly what it is. All proponents of a small government and lower taxes must shiver with fear at Klaus Schwab's devilish conclusion when he stated COVID-19 and the final outcomes of the Great Reset must work together. That the main reason for the Great Reset is COVID-19, which reveals clearly that this was not a pandemic. This was a plandemic. This was a scamdemic. And it still is today. Irrespective of the details, if the Great Reset is put into international authority, the role of the state will increase over all of our lives. There will be no public life, no private life. Everything will be governmentally controlled. That's exactly where they're going. And in doing so, it will materially devastate and affect terribly the way business is conducted. It will end business, capitalism, and profit as we have known it. And in doing so, we must fight it. We must stop it. And we can only do that right now politically in 2022. If we don't win in 2022 and take these devils out of office, are you ready for that, America? I'm not sure. Taxes will necessarily increase out of necessity, in particular for the most privileged, as who decides who's privileged and who is not. Klaus Schwab wants to decide for you, and he's never been elected to anything. Who's going to make that decision? The American people must make that decision. And if we're not ready to, we don't deserve our country anyway. You must decide what you will do, who you will support. And if you support these people, you do not support the United States of America. Klaus Schwab also rues the lack of a system of global governance to address global problems such as a pandemic. And he condemned President Donald J. Trump's decision to withdraw from the World Health Organization, though it was a totally right thing to do. We need Americans to be involved. This is our world, and this is our nation. Now, we can let the rest of the world do as it pleases. We have the wherewithal, if we stand up and follow the Constitution, to fend off any attack from us from anywhere in the world and make them fear us and not fear them. I mean, I need real American patriots to stand up. Anyone who would repudiate the U.S. Constitution for this tyrannical and diabolical system of global governance is no longer a true American, but an enemy of the Republic. What about you? Do you feel the same way? I bet you do. So we're going to wrap it up right here, and we're going to let the American people decide. As you listen to this podcast, episode 35, I want you to take it so seriously there's so much more information I could give you. But I think you've heard enough today to know that the Great Reset will bring about the great death of the United States of America. Now, I don't want any nation to be bound by communism. When Russia was under communism, under the Soviet Union, how many Americans prayed and helped them, helped the people? Because we don't want anybody in bondage. But if the world is determined to bind themselves to Marxist rule, then let them. But America must not. We must fight it. We must stand up against it. We must be willing to die for our nation, because it just might come to that. I sure hope you will stand up, you will fight back, and you will be with us, and that you will say nobody can take our nation and destroy it. And I'm not sure we're ready for that. And if we're not, we had better get ready, because that's what's coming. I don't care if the government cares, doesn't like what I say. I could care less. All I know is that if we're not ready, they're going to come for your guns. They're going to come for your children. They're going to come for your lives, and they're going to kill us. Are you ready? Are you willing to get ready? Are you prepared to stand up for the truth? Are you willing to submit to a lie? They took away our right to go to church. They took away our right to go to work. They took away our rights to do anything. And they're going to take it away, only this time permanently. If we don't fight back this beautiful experiment, this beautiful nation, this wonderful constitution that was the mark of excellence throughout the world for freedom of all people, then this constitution that created this great nation called the United States of America that is so free and so wonderful to live in has caused people to come into the and want to come to America. We didn't build a wall to keep people in. We built a wall to keep people out, because they even want to come illegally, as we see Biden allowing them to do so. But of course, he wouldn't let Cubans in. Cubans can't come in. They declared they wouldn't be allowed in because they vote Republican. This is where we're at today. And this is where we have to stand. And this is where we have to take our stand. If we don't, we'll be slapped down so hard and we'll never get up again. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today. And I want to thank you for being a part of a nation that is willing to fight back and stand up for the truth. And eternalaffairsmedia.com, we're really happy that you support us as well. And we hope that you'll go there often, look at our website, and that you'll read the material that we put there, and that you might even end up being a donor to us and helping us so we can reach out to more and more people. We need your support, because we're doing everything we can to support you. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for loving America. I ask America, turn back to God. Give your life back to God. The one person who loves freedom more than anybody is God himself. He wants people to be free. He sent Jesus Christ to die for us, to give us freedom spiritually. And if we're free spiritually and we have a relationship with the Almighty God, the only God, he will give us freedom socially and politically. We need to stand up. And if we don't, this nation is gone forever. America, we are at war right now. We are at war. And if we act appropriately in 2022, stand up with us, stand with me, and let's fight together. And let's declare to the world that we will not be silenced, that we will not let our freedom be taken from us, that we will fight back even to our last full ounce of devotion. And my one request in the midst of this war is that America, don't be afraid to fight this war. God bless you all. God bless America. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you next week on the Above Ground Underground.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see your glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. Oh, brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage, and you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. And Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy.